Welcome to the Freight Broker Bootcamp audio experience, and I'm your host, Dennis Brown. So the question I'm going to answer today is, will Uber and Amazon freight platforms eliminate the need for freight brokers? That's the question I've been asked hundreds and hundreds of times. And as you can see here, I got a lot to go over, so I want you to stick tight. But if you hang around to the end, I'm going to share with you something very, very important that could significantly help your business as it relates to this. Okay. So the fact is, a digital freight broker, just so we can define it here, is a freight platform that directly connects shippers and truck drivers. Okay. So at the most basic level, what those platforms are portraying and the positioning that they're taking is they're trying to eliminate freight brokers. So that's the reason why I've gotten so many questions. And that's the reason why we're here today. I want you to be clear about that up front on what a digital freight broker or digital freight platform is. Okay. All right. So the question is, will they eliminate the need for freight brokers? Before I give you my answer, I'm going to tell you a quick story because I think it's very, very relevant and you need to understand this. All right. Back in 1992, online stock trading happened for the first time with a company called E-Trade. So E-Trade started online stocks. So you could buy and sell stocks on the stock exchange digitally through E-Trade. And I remember very vividly, everybody was running around, all the financial advisors, all the stock brokers, all the financial analysts, they were all running around and the sky was falling because E-Trade was going to eliminate stockbrokers. I remember it very vividly. There was tons of articles and tons of PR and tons of noise and tons of information out there about this. Okay. Now you remember 1992 is very early in the internet days, right? So ultimately, what I want you to understand is this: after all that was said and done, the big question was, why would anybody use a stockbroker when they have an online training platform? Well, the fact is, my most recent stat that I could find today is that there are still over 612,000 registered brokers and security reps in the United States alone as of today. So the fact is, E-Trade did not eliminate stockbrokers. And that is one of the primary reasons and the parallels that I want to use for why companies like Amazon and Uber and other digital freight platforms will not eliminate freight brokers. So my answer to that question is no, they will not eliminate the need for freight brokers. All right. I do want to lean in here because you have to pay attention because the devil's in the details. All right. So yes, freight management and overall freight volume will become more digital. And as a broker, you will have to adapt and evolve in order to thrive in the digital economy, all right? And in this industry moving forward over the next 10 to 20 years, you will have to evolve. Meaning, when I first started my freight brokerage back in 03, you know, a lot of brokers were still operating off of Excel spreadsheets, right? That was high tech for them. So yes, those brokers will probably disappear. Okay. So I'm going to tell you another quick story here. And that's this. I don't know if you remember the company called Blockbuster Video. Okay. Blockbuster Video was a company that rented videos offline. So you would go to a store and you would rent an actual physical VHS tape and you would bring it home. You'd put it in your VCR, you'd play it, you'd bring it back. Usually you'd forget to rewind it. They would charge you. And Blockbuster started as a one-man operation and eventually grew to over 9,000 stores in the United States. Okay. So it was amazing. It was a huge success story. All right. And then Netflix and one of their other big competitors, Redbox, right, emerged onto the scene, okay? And Blockbuster, but unfortunately, Blockbuster didn't believe and see the future, and they put their head in the sand and ignored those competitors. And they didn't make adjustments. They did not adapt. And eventually, in 2010, Blockbuster went from being a multi-billion dollar company who dominated the industry, who was the biggest and baddest guy on the block, to going bankrupt and going out of business. Okay. So ultimately, what I want you to understand here is what I said early on. If you are going to thrive, if you are going to survive in the new age, you are going to have to adapt. You're going to have to evolve. That's the important thing that I want you to take from this. Okay. So I'm going to give you three tips right now. Lean in very carefully. I'm going to give you three tips on how to thrive as a freight broker in the digital age. All right, so here we go. Number one, I've already said it. You have to learn to evolve and leverage technology to enhance your offering, lower your operational cost, and make you more efficient and competitive. Understand that. You have to leverage technology in order to help enable those pieces, right? No more operating off legal pads and Excel spreadsheets, right? The technology is out there. It has evolved. There are tons of TMSs out there, tons of transportation management software out there that you can use. Some were just born in the last year and are still evolving, and others have tried and true and been around for a long time. You guys all know, I highly recommend Tim Higham, a CEO at Ascend TMS. And if you guys wanted to check that out, I'll put a link on the screen really quick here. Let me see. FreightBrokerBootcamp.com/TMS. You can get signed up for free with no credit card. Okay. So you guys can check that out. I've highly recommended them for many years. I know Tim Higham personally. He's the CEO. They're very savvy technologically and they're very forward thinking. Okay. So that's number one. You're going to have to evolve and let technology play a bigger role in your business. All right. Number two, you've heard me say this before and you're going to hear me say it hundreds of more times. Focus on relationships over transactions. This is a huge advantage that traditional freight brokers have over digital freight platforms because there is no relationship, right? It's very arm's length. It's very digital, which is very, very bland and doesn't allow you to have that rapport and relationship and trust that you can have by building those personal relationships, not only with your shippers, but your carriers. Digital freight brokers are more transactional. Traditional freight brokers are focused on relationships and trust. Okay. And number three, lean in really quick, because this is something that I think can really help you as you grow your business, right? So as you are evolving as a freight broker, what I want you to look for is opportunities that require a level of complexity. What do I mean by that? Well, a one pick, one drop van load is probably one of the least complex loads out there, right? It's a lot of van capacity. It's one pick, it's one drop. It's the least likely to have an issue, okay? Palletized van load, right? Dock to dock, right? Very simple stuff. But if you were able to find freight that has a level of complexity to it, for example, heavy haul or refrigerated or some specialized stuff, right? So I'm going to tell you a quick story about an agent that used to work for me when I had my brokerage. I remember when we first brought him on, I had a conversation with him. We were talking about his niche and he explained it to me. And his niche was this. It was very neat. A couple of his big customers were companies that purchased outdated computers from banks. So for example, a bank has thousands of employees, maybe 10 or 20 or 50 different locations across the United States. And every 2 or 3 years, they need to replace their computers internally. Okay. So what he did was he actually would provide like a white glove service where they would actually manage the entire project of removing those computers from those facilities and then delivering them to the warehouses or to the other facilities where the buyer, his customer, was actually going to refurbish those machines. So they would actually go into the buildings, pick up the computers, package them up, put them on a truck that they brokered, wasn't a truck that they owned, it was a truck that they brokered, and then deliver it to the other facility where they were going to be refurbished. Now, I remember when he first told me his typical margins on a process like this were 30 or 40%. Now, understand that this is not straight brokerage. There was some other white glove service associated with it. So I don't want you to get the misconception that all brokered loads are getting 30 or 40% because that's not the case. This had a white glove type service built into it. It had an extra level of complexity built into it. And so ultimately what I want you to understand from that example, and he would bid on these entire projects. It wasn't individual loads. So they would say, hey, we've got, 400 or 500 or 1,000 computers we need to pick up at this facility. What's your overall project price? And then that would include everything from A to Z. Okay. So what I want you to understand from this example is complexity creates opportunities, right? More complexity you can find within your shippers, the bigger challenges you can find within your shippers, within the supply chain, the more opportunity you have, the more demand you will have, and the longer life cycle you would have. Okay. I want to share with you something that happened. I forgot to include this, right? Recently, someone contacted me from one of these brokerless freight platforms, okay? And they wanted to have a conversation with me about me promoting their platform. Well, I immediately went to their website and I saw that they were positioned as, again, one of these freight platforms that were trying to eliminate freight brokers. They had raised a whole bunch of money. They were very well known. I called them out on it and I said, listen, my audience is freight brokers and freight agents. How can I help you when you're trying to eliminate who these people are? And they said, listen, we're pivoting our business model because based on customer feedback from shippers direct, they want freight brokers included. They want freight brokers involved. And so what they said was, we now realize the importance and the value of freight brokers in the ecosystem. So that's coming directly from one of the freight platforms itself. So if that's not additional proof and additional support, then I don't know what is. But that's 100% true. I had a phone call, I had multiple messages back and forth on LinkedIn and through email, as well as a phone call with the CEO of the company, or I think it was the president or CEO. Right? Now, they were great guys, but the point is I wanted to share that with you because I want you to understand that I truly believe, not just based on some random facts you find online, in my own personal experience, in my own personal research, that freight brokers are here to stay as long as you evolve, as long as you follow those three tips. Okay? So that's my take on it. Again, I do not believe that these digital freight platforms are going to eliminate the need for freight brokers. I mean, the fact is we've seen numerous, even in the recent past, go bankrupt because they have yet to prove their business model or sustainability. For example, Convoy filed bankruptcy, Surge filed bankruptcy, some smaller ones have filed bankruptcy. There's been other ones in the past that have failed. So I'm not saying that these digital freight platforms are all going to go away, but I can almost guarantee you, my personal opinion is that they are not going to eliminate the need for freight brokers. So I hope you enjoyed that. Take those three tips I shared with you and take them to the bank because I can guarantee you that that will help future-proof your business. Truly appreciate you guys being here. If you're curious about becoming a freight broker or a freight agent and you're looking for some help, right? You're looking for some assistance. You're looking for a guide, step A to Z. Check out freightbrokerbootcamp.com. We are the most cost-effective and comprehensive online freight broker and freight agent training platform. Trained over 10,000 students, and we offer a 60-day, 100% unconditional money-back guarantee. So check that out again at freightbrokerbootcamp.com. Hey, thanks for tuning in today. I'm humbled that you allowed me to be a part of your day. Now subscribe to the podcast so we can do this more often. And for those of you that take the next 15 to 30 seconds to rate and review the podcast, thank you so much. I greatly appreciate it. And who knows, maybe we'll give you a shout out on a future episode.